Welcome to It's About Florida, a weekly discussion program tackling the key topics of interest in our state. I'm Lynn Hatter. Today, we're speaking with the newest president of Florida A&M University, Elmira Mangum. She's the 11th president of FAMU and the first woman to lead the school. Mangum is trying to raise FAMU's global profile and redefine the role of the state's only public, historically black institution. Along the way, she's shaking things up as the future of one of FAMU's oldest partnerships, the FAMU-FSU College of Engineering, hangs in the balance. Our conversation with FAMU President Elmira Mangum coming up on It's About Florida. Dr. Mangum, greetings and welcome to It's About Florida. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join us today.
Thank you for having me, Lynn.
So you are now the 11th president of Florida A&M University, and I want to start off with something that I found absolutely fascinating. You recently made the Power 100 for Ebony Magazine. How was that, and what was it like to get that kind of national recognition?
Well, it was a very exciting opportunity to be recognized on behalf of Florida A&M University because I'm the first female president. But for me, highlighting FAMU in this way nationally is a great exposure for the university. And I met three other people on that red carpet event that was well aware of Florida A&M University, had engaged it, in addition to two other Rattlers also being honored at that event. So it was very nice.
What was it like going to that event and kind of getting that honor and bringing that recognition to FAMU?
It was exciting. It was being in Hollywood, being on the red carpet, and seeing so many people that I admire was very, very exhilarating. So it was the thing that you think about when you watch all of the lights and all the cameras and you see people walking across a red carpet. So now I got to experience it, and I know exactly what it's like. It was a fabulous event, a great evening of entertainment and meeting of people to connect them with Florida A&M University was the most special part about it.
You've spoken extensively about raising FAMU's profile, marketing the university globally, and really trying to push FAMU out to the world. And I'm curious about, you know, how are some of those efforts going? And when you travel, what do you tell people about FAMU?
Thank you. Globally, I believe that our students, as well as our faculty, need the exposure, but making the world knowledgeable about the great things that are happening at FAMU is important for us. Extending our brand into other markets around the world is what I believe we must do in order to solve problems for the world, having our students experience other cultures, being able to work with other people is important, and understanding the problems of the world from a different perspective by visiting, by studying abroad, and having the opportunity to do research in areas. We have gone to Brazil. We've, since I've been here, working with some of the universities there on an exchange program. We are in India. We sent for our sustainability program at a national conference, which is so important to us because that is our future, and understanding how to come to solutions around our climate, food security, water, and energy is important, that we solve many of the problems of the future together collectively across the globe. So that exposure is important for us. Also, our activity in West Africa with energy. We have recently opened an alumni association that was started by some of our engineering students. We have enough students in Western Africa to open up an alumni association chapter. So that's very important because they too would be feeder schools and can offer us exchange opportunities for our faculty to do research. Our Fulbright scholars go all over the world to study and also enhance their knowledge base to create solutions to problems. So being international means being global, and it means providing the opportunity and the experiences for our Florida students and students that come to FAMU to be able to learn and study.
You mentioned starting an alumni association in West Africa. I'm assuming it's still in the process of being created, but how did that even come up?
Well, it has been created and it has been chartered. At the National Alumni Association meeting in Louisville, Kentucky this summer, one of our alums flew, in fact, in from Africa because of the engineering concern and the issues surrounding the engineering school split. Being a graduate of the FAMU FSU Engineering School, he was concerned that the opportunities remain open, and he wanted to make sure that if students were a problem and that the opportunity for students to continue to study was made available, and he wanted to do what he could and begin to send students to FAMU, FSU Engineering School, with sponsorship from the various oil companies and energy companies that are located in West Africa, because they understand the need to have people in this area and to have the engineers, the petroleum engineers and other engineers. There's a shortage, and he wanted to make sure that we were continuing to offer the program.
You talked about just shortly recruiting from those areas. How are those efforts going? I know that you've really placed a lot of emphasis on recruiting scholars, recruiting top scholars, and bringing them into FAMU. And I'm curious about, you know, some of the ways you've gone about that, especially as you just mentioned, the kind of global aspect.
Well, with the online applications, we have alums in various parts of the world, so we extend our network to them to help us recruit. We're also developing MOUs with governmental agencies, and various departments of education and ministries of education to provide students in exchange. But I'd like the exchange opportunity. They're looking to send students to the United States to study, but I'd also like our students to be able to travel to other countries and study as well. And so we invite them to, they approach us about certain programs in agriculture as well as in the science, technology, and engineering areas. But there are needs all over the world for educational opportunities. Many governments seek places for their students to study, and we want to be part of it. So we're developing MOUs with people that in areas that are of interest to us, and also places where people are actually interested in the work that we do at FAMU.
Something that I found interesting, I was looking at the data and I realized that FAMU's enrollment numbers have dropped. But I think that something was mentioned in the last Board of Trustees meeting was the average GPA of an incoming freshman, even though there are fewer students overall, the kind of students you're getting is getting stronger.
Well, FAMU has always been a school that has provided educational opportunities to low-wealth students and students that come from underserved communities in terms of our educational system. Part of the enrollment drop that has occurred has to do with the admissions requirement. You may know that FAMU has had a number of access and opportunity scholars enter our institution, which means the students need a little extra support in terms of their persistence in education. So for us, we had to scale back on the number of students that we admitted that needed that type of support until we have our organization operating more efficiently. I'd like to be able to admit as many students as I possibly can, but we cannot do that until we can provide them with the support that they need to succeed. So it's important for us to build the infrastructure to allow those students to successfully complete their degree in a reasonable amount of time.
Something that has also hurt not just FAMU, but HBCUs specifically, are changes in the Parent PLUS loans that are funded by the U.S. Department of Education. A couple of years ago, it became much harder for many low-income families to obtain those loans. And I know that that's been an issue kind of across the board. And I'm wondering if that is something that you've seen with your students.
We did see a drop in a drop in some of the enrollment based upon the Parent PLUS loan criteria, and maybe 2,000 or so students. Mm-hmm. However, the U.S. government has changed its policy with regard to the Parent PLUS loan, and we're expecting that to have an impact on our student enrollment and perhaps increase it. That is, they changed the criteria for qualifying, and they reduced the number of years related to the credit score and some other, and the amount of credit that you had to have outstanding in order to be able to be eligible to receive a loan. So that was very important. something that we're doing in addition to that is trying to fundraise to provide opportunities for our students to reduce their debt load as part of admitting and coming to FAMU. So we are hoping that our alumni and those supporters of FAMU will provide us with additional resources to provide grant aid to our students so that they don't have to take out as much loan as they have been in the past.
You guys have had a really good fundraising year so far. I think $7 million cumulative, and one of the most high-profile campaigns was FAMU alum Sika Rose Green and her 10 for 10 campaign. Talk a bit about the importance of fundraising and where you guys are with that.
Fundraising is extremely important in higher education today. We are probably 48% funded from state support. Mm-hmm. E&G, I think, is what we call it in Florida. So that means there's a lot of room for us to raise funds through gifts, through corporate support, through partnerships, as well as through research funding for our students. It is extremely important, and there is no gift too small. The Sika Rose Green campaign, 10 for 10, was extremely important in identifying new donors and donors, letting donors know that there is no gift that's too small, and affirming their support for Florida A&M University. We also seek endowment gifts of the larger type to support our faculty as well as our students and to support the research that we're engaged in. It is extremely important to a university to be able to support its faculty and to provide the students with the tools that they need to be able to study and study in a safe environment. And part of what we're doing also is seeking resources to support the research of our faculty as well as professorships to enable us to attract more faculty and have that faculty work with our students. So we need resources for PhDs, we need resources for labs, we need resources for faculty salaries and additional positions and support for our students' scholarships.
You've talked about a lot in the past this issue of sustainability. What does that mean?
Sustainability has to do with living and sustaining on this planet over the long term and making sure that we have a healthy quality environment in which we can grow our food. In fact, sustaining our life, sustaining our lifestyles is part of it. The climate change, making sure that our food is safe, that we have conditions in, that will allow us to grow food, also to breathe and have safe drinking water. And also it has to do with being able to not consume all of the energy and all of the resources in the planet so that we can sustain life as we know it and as it may develop in the future, in decreasing our footprint and our consumption of energy and not wasting the resources that we have is basically what we're talking about. How do we reuse and recycle the things that we already have? How do we respond to changes in climate? How do we adjust our clothing, our building of our facilities? How do we process our waste? It's all part of us being able to live in accord with our environment.
How does that lend itself to some of the research efforts that are going on at FAMU right now? I know that, you know, for the past 2 years, you guys have been ranked as one of the more sustainable institutions, and I know you're very proud of that. But how does that, you know, kind of go into the mission of FAMU and kind of the research that's going on now?
Well, sustainability is at our core. Being an agricultural and mechanical university, we are about the agriculture is the growth, the food, the pharmacy, the drugs, the creation of solutions to problems, to health problems, and also providing healthy food and solutions to problems. Everything that we do in terms of our viticulture center, being able to create the antioxidants that we gather from the muscadine grape, transferring this knowledge to our daily lives is important. What we often miss in understanding about agriculture, about our food supply and our water supply, is the transference of the things that we've learned into our daily lives and into the community. So part of our mission as an agricultural and mechanical university is that we have a public service component, that an extension component, if you will, that says we will extend the research and the knowledge that we have into the community for the betterment and the improvement of the community. We are part of its economic growth, but we are also part of its safety and its sustainability.
You know, I've had some of those muscadine grapes and I go to the Grape Harvest Festival every year, and my bag is full. You know, that's but right. that's a really big community draw.
Yeah.
And the Center for Viticulture Research is out there on Mahan with acres and acres of vineyards, and you know they study how these things are grown, and that's a product that FAMU actively markets.
That's true. We feed over 2,000 people in our community every year from the small fruits and vegetables that are grown at the center.
And you guys have also patented, I think, that grape as well as some other recent patents.
That's true. We have, and it's an exciting area because we have 29 or more patents, and we're looking for ways to commercialize our patents and increasing our activity and technology transfer. And we're excited about it with our new VP for Research coming on board. Having that as one of his primary responsibilities is helping us to move our research on a faster pace so that we can get the solutions to many problems we believe to the market.
You're listening to It's About Florida. We've been speaking with FAMU President Elmira Mangum on her vision for FAMU's future. Now back to our conversation.
I've been tracking, like, the different hires, and I noticed that you're pulling a lot of people from outside the university. Mr. Tim Moore, who's the new research VP, came from Auburn. Dr. David Provost, she came from the University of Iowa. How are you going about deciding who you want to fill these key posts? And unlike in administration's past, a lot of it has been kind of going for FAMU alumni, but you're taking a different route.
Well, and you will have FAMU alumni say that that's not actually the case. Many of the stars at FAMU have been come to FAMU from other communities and from other parts of higher education. One of the things that's most critical in development of research and new knowledge and discovery is the diversity of thought. And by bringing people from other areas that have had exposure to other research in other areas and merging it with the ideas in the FAMU community is where we get that Medici effect. Mm-hmm. And we create different types of knowledge and different solutions to problems. So the idea of bringing people that have been in communities where they had different focuses or foci on problems and solutions and merging them with ours helps us to get that much more creative and find solutions and opportunities for research for our students.
What do you see as FAMU's greatest attribute right now, and where do you see the best areas for improvement?
Well, FAMU has so many great things going on. I would hate to disappoint any of my deans and my faculty by calling out anyone in particular, but I'm gonna. We have a great law school that's excellent. We have a very good excellent in pharmacy. They are doing very well. All of our healthcare professions are well, but also our humanities and our social science programs are well known. We have many. Very renowned alumni in those areas that are doing extremely well and bringing the excellence that they learned and that they were taught at FAMU out for the public good. And also agriculture is another great area that we have that's also very important to us. Our engineering program and our graduates in those areas are leaders in industry. Our School of Business and Industry has forever been excelling. So we're very proud of our students and what they have brought. And recruiting other students back to FAMU is an important thing that we need to do for them and for everyone to know that we still have the excellence. Our students have the energy and the desire, and we produce very good graduates, and we want people to know that. What we have to do is respond more and organize ourselves in a way that our story is continuously told. If there's one thing that I think we need to continue to do is push our positive stories. Unfortunately, we aren't in a society where positive news or good news will carry the day for weeks and weeks and weeks. But we have many areas of excellence. Many of our students and our faculty are excelling every day, and we're very proud of them and what they're achieving.
In January, the Florida Board of Governors is going to have a meeting, and something that's going to come up is the FAMU-FSU College of Engineering. There's been a preliminary study that released that says that could be a billion-dollar divorce but you were adamantly against this proposal when it came up in the Florida legislature earlier this year. I'm pretty sure you might still be opposed. How do you feel now that, you know, you've got the report on the table and it's said that there could be, you might run afoul of USDOE if this goes through? What kind of feedback have you been getting from people who have looked at this report?
We think that the Board of Governors has some decisions to make with regard to whether or not they would want to support two programs in Tallahassee. But I think we all agree that engineering is an important part of our educational programs in the SUS system. And I do believe and would love to and want to make sure that Florida A&M University continues to offer its students opportunities to study in engineering. I think we have a unique position. And we have a unique opportunity to educate students in engineering. The world needs engineers. So the reason why I was so adamant about protecting our ability to provide an engineering degree or provide engineering degrees to our students is that I know and I see the call, the clarion cry for more minority engineers around the world, not just in the state of Florida. And many institutions are doing everything they can to attract students, minority students, into engineering. We go back to our global discussion about the need to have people to be able to relate to people all over the world. The majority of the world needs minority engineers, and they ask for them when you go in places where people are seeking to employ engineers. So it's important for us in Florida to understand and to recognize that. But what we do at Florida A&M University is we identify students that may not know, that may not have the exposure to professions or to courses or things that would lead them to an engineering degree, and we introduce them. So we make engineers from students that come in our door that might not even know that they have an interest or a desire in it. We are makers of engineers. We're makers of students that we believe will contribute to our society over the longer term. We work with our students that way. And so I think there's always a role for us to be able to identify that type of talent, put the energy in it. We're committed to putting the energy into them and to make sure that they succeed.
How do three institutions, two public universities, one community college, how do all three function in one relatively small town? How has that been trying to kind of navigate the world of higher education in Tallahassee?
Oh, thank you for asking that, because it's been a great opportunity. We've met, had lunch, the three institutions, Garnett, Stokes, and President Murdoch and myself, on several occasions. There is so much room for education and to teach in Tallahassee, as is the whole state of Florida. There are an abundance of people that need to be educated, and my whole goal is not to limit the opportunities. There are different venues of study that meet the different needs of different students. And together we all can, I believe, provide a quality educational options for students that are in this area or people that are actually interested in coming to this area. It's finding the right mix and the right match of students and the right programs that students would be successful in. I believe that we're all interested in student success, and there's enough opportunity and enough room to educate all the people that are interested in coming to FSU, FAMU, as well as TCC in this region.
You know, as I think about it, something that happened today, before I forget, is this issue of your athletics director. Now, I know Mr. Winslow resigned Sunday, and you now have a new athletics director, an interim, Mr. Townsend. You all also have a search going on for a new head coach. What do you want your athletics department to become? What is your vision for that department?
Well, other than winning programs all across all sports, and winning doesn't just mean on the field or on the court. It means in the classroom. I am very supportive of athletics as a way to support our students and a way to enable them in order to learn leadership skills as well as advance them in their studies. One of the things I think that's been proven time and time again, students that are involved in athletics and in sports tend to progress readily through their academic coursework because they have the focus, but they are also learning leadership skills, collaborative skills, and learning how to work with others. What I'm hoping is that the leadership in our athletic department and the mission of our athletic department continues to be supportive of our mission as an institution, and that is to graduate as many students as possible and to become healthy contributors to our society and our economy. And I think we have great student athletes, and I want to be able to provide them with the support and the facilities that they need. But then I want the facilities that we need for all of our students across all of their meritorious types of activities, whether it be in science and math or in theater. We need, overall, I think FAMU needs an improvement in our facilities. We need better facilities all around.
Fundraising. It really goes back to that. You know, yes. I remember, and I was talking about this with FSU President Thrasher a few weeks ago, there used to be a program that provided universities with a matching grant, dollar for dollar. It was the Cortellis matching grant, and that went away several years ago. And many of our universities have said, you know, most of our facilities we have to fund. We have to build them. That doesn't come out of state funding, a lot of those. You know, do you have a plan in place to address the facilities concerns?
We have, and we are developing plans to address specific facilities concerns. Of course, we are, like most of SUS schools, we present our proposals to the Board of Governors for funding for our academic facilities. For other facilities, we do need to have a larger fundraising component, and so we are seeking public-private partnerships to help facilitate us getting the facilities that we need. And it does happen through fundraising. We're looking to reorganize and restructure our fundraising, our advancement development opportunities, and our organization to enable our alums to support us more in this area for facilities, as well as programming.
You know, Dr. Mangum, as you move forward, what do you tell people when they ask, you know, what is the future of FAMU? That has been a question that comes up, I'd say, every 5 years, every couple years. Someone is always raising it. Well, why is FAMU here? Well, what is FAMU's role? You know, you're very passionate about this institution. What do you tell them when they ask this question?
I'm always baffled, first of all, why a person would ask, why should an educational institution exist, or why does one exist? We're in the business of educating students, advancing society, and creating knowledge. And being able to continue to do that, especially in this particular time in this community, there is no way one institution, two institutions could provide all the opportunities and address and meet all the needs of the students and our need for education in this society. So I say, why not a FAMU, or why not more FAMUs? We need as many opportunities to educate our students as we possibly can, and particular students. We have institutions of different types, some more focused on technology, others focused more on social sciences, but we need opportunities for our students to grow and to study. And FAMU provides an opportunity across a variety of venues and disciplines for students to study. So why not? I mean, FAMU has excellence in all of its areas. Our student graduates are doing very well, and we provide them with the support and the services that they need in order to be successful. You don't have to be large to be successful. You just need to be able to provide the quality, and we are a quality institution.
Well, Dr. Mangum, thank you so much for joining us today here on It's About Florida. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks to FAMU President Elmira Mangum. You've been listening to It's About Florida, a production of WFSU-FM. I'm Lynn Hatter. Taylor Cox provides technical assistance. Please join us again next month for more discussions on the issues impacting our state.